Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled Easter Hope.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On the first day of the week, at the first sign of dawn, the women friends of Jesus went to the tomb with the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the tomb. But on entering, they could not find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled about this, two men in brilliant clothes suddenly appeared at their side. Terrified, the women bowed their heads to the ground. But the two said to them, "Why look among the dead for someone who is alive? He is not here. He has risen. Remember what he told you when he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man was destined to be handed over into the power of sinful men and be crucified and rise again on the third day." And they remembered his words. As they returned from the tomb and told all this to the 11, and so all of the others, the women were Mary of Magdala, Joanna, and Mary the mother of James. And I add in from John's Gospel, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the other women with them also told the apostles. His story of theirs seemed pure nonsense to them, and they did not believe them. Peter, however, went off to the tomb running. He bent down and looked in and saw the linen cloths, but nothing else. He then went back home amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord. It is not easy to celebrate Easter this year. We have the tragedy of Ukraine. The evil of Putin foremost in our minds. And what most concerns me is that Ukraine and Russia are both Christian countries. How can we celebrate Easter when Jesus Christ is still being crucified? We need to force ourselves to return to that first Easter, because it certainly did not happen when the world was at peace. Israel was a war zone. The Romans were brutal. Pilate was Putin, caring nothing for the people he ruled. The Jewish people had no religious ruler. The Sadducees used religion to dominate the people. Jesus was treated as an enemy, and that is why he was crucified in the most cruel way. And yet, this was the time he rose from the dead, Good Friday was hardly good, it was the worst form of bad. Very few people mourned the killing of Jesus. His friends had abandoned him, they were scared for their lives, they did not want to be identified as friends of Jesus. The last few years have been a dreadful mistake. But we know those who were loyal, three men and three women, Mary, the mother of Jesus, one of them, Mary of Magdala, another. They buried Jesus and went into hiding. But they formed the Easter people. Now, millions the world over are dressing up to celebrate. It is a day no one expected. How do we prepare for Easter Sunday? It is a day when Jesus triumphed over death, and it is the day when God gave us hope for the future. As President Zelensky tells us, Putin will never triumph. Because of Easter, we are the people of hope. We now hope for eternal life, and we rebuild a better world. Last week, I had an experience of hope because my doctor told me I've outlived my peers and am still healthy. That is reason to rejoice. Jesus lives. And so we understand. Jesus Christ is risen again. Alleluia, alleluia. And I add on, Happy Easter. God bless.